I'm looking for friends, said the little prince. What does that mean? Tame?
It is an act too often neglected, said the fox.
It means to establish ties.
To establish ties?
Just that, said the fox. To me, you are still nothing more than a little boy who is just like 100,000 other little boys. And I have no need of you. And you, on your part, have no need of me. To you, I am nothing more than a fox like 100,000 other foxes. But if you tame me, then we shall need each other. To me, you will be unique in all the world. To you, I shall be unique in all the world.
I am beginning to understand, said the little prince. There is a flower. I think that she has tamed me.
It is possible, said the fox. On the earth, one sees all sorts of things.
Oh, but this is not on the earth, said the little prince.
The fox seemed perplexed and very curious. On another planet?
Yes.
Are there hunters on that planet?
No.
Ah, that is interesting. Are there chickens?
No.
Nothing is perfect, sighed the fox. But he came back to his idea. My life is very monotonous, the fox said. I hunt chickens, men hunt me. All the chickens are just alike, and all the men are just alike. And in consequence, I'm a little bored. But if you tame me, it will be as if the sun came to shine on my life. I shall know the sound of a step that will be different from all the others. Other steps send me hurrying back underneath the ground. Yours will call me like music out of my burrow. And then look, you see the grain fields down yonder? I do not eat bread. Wheat is of no use to me. The wheat fields have nothing to say to me. And that is sad. But you have hair that is a color of gold. Think how wonderful that will be when you have tamed me. The grain, which is also golden, will bring me back the thought of you. And I shall love to listen to the wind in the wheat. The fox gazed at the little prince for a long time.
Please, tame me, he said.